wise men and the angels encountered Jesus in the Nativity story, their lives were eternally changed because they bore the gift of Christ within them. And today we see that as a result of bearing the gift of Christ, somebody now gets to bring the gift of themselves to Him. And that's today, the only response we can have after a message like today, after a play like today, a production like today, is to simply ask, are you ready to bring the gift of yourself to Christ? Are you ready to bring all that you've got, the brokenness and the success, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the good that God has given you, the bad that you have decided to do, and the ugly that others have brought to your life? Are you ready to bring your heart? See, John 3:16 and 17 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. And Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This presentation was a fun representation of this very powerful message that Jesus came to give us a new heart. Matthew 6:21 tells us, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So what we saw happen here was the wise men brought treasures from their lives, treasures from their journeys, treasures from the kingdoms they had served. And when they saw Jesus, they didn't just put their treasures down, but they took a knee and they worshiped Him. The wise men, historically, they served kings. And so I'm sure when they said the King of Kings was born, they were expecting to arrive at a castle, but instead they arrived at a cave, and at the feeding pan where Jesus laid, they laid down their treasures, but more than that, everything they treasured in their heart, they laid down too. And that's really the message of today. The Grinch, as fun as it is, he gave a very serious point, a very serious message. All the things that he treasured in his heart, all the anger, the hurt, the bitterness, and the anti-Christmas he carried in his heart, he instead said, I'll bring you all that, and I'll lay it at your feet. I'll lay it at the manger, and I'll lay it at the feet of the cross. That's the message of today. Earlier we sang, I give you my heart, and crew, if you want to come back and just play that for a little while. We witnessed as the Grinch lived Luke 6:45. Because Luke 6:45 tells us a good man brings good things out of his good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what our heart is full of. And Jesus is telling us here, listen to what you're saying, because that's where you can tell where your treasures lie. That's where you can tell what's truly on your heart. There you can see who's truly your king. We were created in Christ's image to be like Him. We were created to think like Christ, to love like Christ, and to live like Christ. And we can listen to the words coming out of our mouth and tell whether we're truly being like Him. The best response we can give is giving Him the treasure stored in our hearts. The ultimate response to Jesus, to the very fact that He sacrificed everything to come to earth, and the very fact that He then sacrificed everything to die for us and return to heaven. The best response we can give is that found in Psalm 51, spoken by David. It says, create in me a pure heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Don't cast me away from Your presence or take Your Holy Spirit from me, but restore to me the joy of Your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit and sustain me. That's our response. When we bring our gift, what we're saying is, I lay down the heart that I have to receive Jesus. If today you've witnessed this story and you're saying, I need that new heart, like David prayed, create in me a pure heart, so I'm not away from Your spirit, so I'm not out of Your presence, but that I have a life that's sustained in You. If today you're saying, I need to pray that prayer, everybody just go ahead and close your eyes. If today you're saying, maybe it's the first time, or maybe you prayed this before, and then you've gotten lost in your path, I want to give you the opportunity to say, I want a new heart, a pure heart, that lives because the presence of God is near me, that beats for the love of my Savior. I want what the Grinch got. A pure heart. A new heart. A new treasure to hold. If that's you and you're saying, today, I give that treasure and I'm bringing the gift, I just want you to raise your hand, and we want to pray with you. We want to lift you up, and we want to agree with you that today is a new day, a fresh start, a new start in your walk, and a new fresh start in your life. Here's something from the Proverbs for all of us. So in the New Living Translation, Proverbs 4:23, it says, guard your heart above all else. Guard your treasure of Jesus in your life above all else, for it determines the course of your life. It determines the steps that you take. It determines your future. We're promised that God gives us a future of hope and a promise. From this day on, do all that you can to keep your heart centered on the Lord. Guard your heart. Scripture says it is the wellspring of life, the source of life. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray today, as we all bring you our hearts. And Lord God, it may not be that we've been in obvious or deep sin, but maybe, Lord, we've just questioned. Or maybe, Lord, there's areas of our life that we just need to lay down at your feet and say, God, give me a pure, clean heart. Start me all over again. Give me a new heart that beats for you. Keep me in your spirit and your presence so I can hear your voice and live the life you have for me. And God, today as we close, may we not just remember a sweet presentation, but instead the Spirit of God that was flowing and the story of Jesus that we were presented, so we can walk out that story in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can we stand together this morning? We're going to sing this chorus, I Give You My Heart, one more time. When we're done singing it, you're dismissed. But please stop one of the kiddos and thank them for giving their gifts today for us. Thank Courtney, Cynthia, and the whole crew for working so hard with our kids. If you didn't get one of the hearts in the green bag, they're in the buckets out there in the foyer that we passed them out there as well. So let's just sing to this chorus one more time. Lord, I give you my heart. And Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Sunday for our Christmas service. Have an awesome day.